This is Leanne.
And this is Mandy.
And you're listening to Two Blonde Sleuths. Okay, so tonight I'm going to tell a true crime story.
Okay.
It is solved. It's a pretty popular case that's been on several podcasts and several shows, but it wasn't a really big case. But it's one of the ones, like, I like that's, like, why?
Yeah.
I mean, like why? That's my favorite thing. So, tonight, we're going to talk about the disappearance and murder of Skylar Nicus.
Okay, I don't know that one.
You don't know that
one?
Okay.
I don't know. This is news to me.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So, Skylar Nicus was a sophomore at University High in Star City, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents were Dave and Mary. Skylar was a really well-liked girl. She was really sweet, very responsible. She had lots of friends, but her very best friend, since she was 8 years old, was Sheila Eddy.
Okay.
So, she and Sheila, that's hard to say. She and Sheila were totally inseparable all through school. So about sometime in the high school, about the ninth grade, they met a third best friend, Rachel Shove. And they all hung out together. They were inseparable on the Three Musketeers. They did everything together. If you saw one, you saw the other two. Kind of thing. It was a little bit of a weird dynamic, only because three is a weird number sometimes. Uh-huh. I know whenever...
Three's a crowd.
Yeah. Like, that most kept that in mind, like, especially me, with an only child. If he wanted people to spend the night, he had to have an even number.
Yeah.
No odd numbers, because somebody's going to get odd man out. But anyway, they were still all friends. They all hung out. They did everything together. They were all very active on social media. So on July 5th, 2012, the day after 4th of July, obviously. On July 5th, 2012, Skylar snuck out of her house with Sheila and Rachel Schiff. Wait, let me start over. Let me change this. Hold on. I'm trying to think how I want to tell it.
Yeah, so they were going, like, when me and Missy used to sneak out, or you and Missy used to sneak out.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay. And then me and, like, Mandy Taylor used to sneak out.
So, on July 6th.
Just kidding. But anyway, I don't know why I said that.
On July 6th, 2012, Skylar's dad gets home from work that afternoon, goes upstairs, and goes to her room, and her door is still closed.
Okay.
Which he thought was really odd, because the night before, she just said goodnight and gone up to her room, and they hadn't heard anything else from her since then. So they both got up and go to work. She didn't have to be at work that day on the 6th until around 4. She worked at Wendy's.
So she was this the summertime?
Yes, it was the summertime.
Okay.
So her parents got off to work. They think she's just sleeping, you know.
Okay.
When dad gets home from work, her door is still closed. They lived in an apartment, so it was really small.
The next day, the door was still closed.
On the 6th.
Yeah.
The apartment was really small, so he thought it was odd that her door was closed. So he goes, knocks on the door, and then opens it and notices that her bed hadn't been slept in and that the screen was off of her window. So he calls his wife, Mary, and said, you know, it looks like Skylar didn't come home last night, or Skylar's not here, but whatever the case. He goes downstairs, walks out of the parking lot, and there's actually a stool under the window.
Yeah, and actually the screen's like a dead screen bed off the window.
Skylar has snuck out, you know, did it lots of times.
Yeah, and it's hard to get the screen back on.
But he's a little worried because it's odd that she hadn't come back. I mean, she was very good at school. She was really responsible. She, you know, was always at her job on time. And she made great grades. So it was a little odd that maybe she didn't come back. Well, Mary, on the other hand, I think maybe been trying to convince herself everything's okay. She's like, you know what? It's fine. She's probably just slept over somewhere. She's probably fine. She's going to be at work at 4 today. Let's just wait until 4, and we'll call Wendy's and see if she's there.
Okay, sorry. Break. Okay. What year was this? Because it was
2012.
So there was cell phones? Because it's like maybe they could call her?
They did. Okay. They couldn't get her.
Okay,
so like,
okay. Sorry.
Whatever.
This day and age, you know, cell phones. And a lot of these cases are pre-cell phones.
No, it's 2012. There are cell phones.
Couldn't get her, so they're thinking she can show up to work at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, phones probably did, and she'll show up to work.
Okay.
So, in the meantime, her dad, Dave, he calls her best friend, Sheila, and says, hey, have you seen Skylar?
Sheila. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
And Sheila says, no, I haven't heard from her. I haven't seen her. So, 4 o'clock rolls around, and before they even get a chance to call Wendy's to see if she's at work, Wendy's is calling them. Like, Skylar is not here, and that's odd.
That's probably
they
not.
They knew that something was wrong at that point. So, at that point, they get pretty freaked out. They call the police. The police come over, kind of look around, and then Mary remembers there's a surveillance camera on the outside of the apartment building.
Okay.
So, the management lets them look at it, and they see a car. It's about 12:30 or so, about 12:30. They see Skylar walk across the parking lot and get into the backseat of a car. So they didn't do an Amber Alert because she got into the car willingly.
Okay.
And they thought it was really too soon to really do a missing persons report. So because she had snuck out before and that kind of thing. So the officer that was assigned to the case, her name was Jessica Colbex. And she's, you know, really kind of thought something was off when they kind of talked to the, well, sorry, let me just go back. In the meantime, between the police showing up and all that, Sheila, Eddie, the best friend, calls Mary, the mom, and says, hey, I need to be honest with you. We snuck out last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay. She said, Rachel shows, and I picked up Skylar around 11, but we dropped her off around 12, but we dropped her off down the street because she was afraid that our car would wake y'all up. She didn't want to get in trouble. Okay. So now Mary's thinking something happened to Skylar between being dropped off at midnight and getting back and walking back home.
But I thought you said the car came at 12:30 a.m.
Sure did say that. Okay. I did say that.
It was another car.
Yes.
So she comes home and goes back out again.
So, yeah. So Jennifer, what's her name, Colbanks, the officer, she thinks it's really odd that she would go back out. And they're like, well, maybe she came back and then left again with somebody
with a boy. With a boy, yeah.
Yeah. So everything was, the time was off. And Jennifer Colbanks also thought it was odd that Rachel and Sheila's stories were exact mirrors of each other. Almost like a recording, like their account. Like, we picked her up at 11. We drove around to the city near Morgantown, smoked some weed, whatever, okay. And then we came back. And it was almost like they were telling the exact same story. So Jennifer's a little skeptical about these girls' story to begin with.
Even though, what if it was the true story? Why would
even
they
say though, that? Yeah. She just thinks it's odd.
Yeah.
So she just kind of keeps an open mind about that.
Like they rehearsed it first.
Yes, almost like they rehearsed
to it. To a T. Like, nobody says the exact details to a T. Yeah.
So
it's a good investigator.
They're putting out Sheila and Rachel wasn't as involved with the search and the putting out the posters and stuff, but the whole time Sheila is, you know, posting on Twitter, and Rachel was too, but mostly Sheila, her best friend since she was 8, is posting on Twitter, you know, you're my best friend, where are you? I miss you. And all this is happening. She's over at the niece's house, crying with her family at the funeral and, you know, or not the funeral, sorry, at the candlelight vigil. And she's doing all these things to the point even that Mary is concerned about Sheila and also about Rachel because they're so upset that something happened to Skylar between the time they dropped her off at midnight and the time she got...
Like, she's mothering them as well.
Yeah, she's totally concerned. Like, what can I do to help these girls? They're devastated because this has happened. And Sheila was like family to them. I mean, they had known her since she was 8 years old. You know, they've... Families were friends. So all this is going on. And then, so that was in July. And then, so months go by. The girls are still going on like everything is normal. Everything's okay. And then in December, after Christmas, December of that year.
So months have gone by now.
Months have gone by. Okay. No new leads, no nothing. So in December of that year, right after Christmas, Rachel's mom was a single mom. Rachel's mom calls 911 and says, hey, look, my daughter is having some sort of an anxiety attack. She's running down the street, and I can't get her under control. We can't detain her.
She ate bath salts.
Something is wrong.
I'm just kidding. Really? That's what it sounds
something
like.
Something is wrong. I need help. So the police go over. They detain her, take her to the station. She gets there, and she does a full confession.
Oh.
That she and Sheila killed Skylar that night. And they're
God.
What? So, yes.
She was breaking down.
Her conscience got the best of her, and she had a full-on breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So, they keep that a secret at the time. Sheila doesn't know any of this has happened.
Okay.
Because they don't want, they're trying
to... Sheila might kill her
guarded.
If she comes out. She's telling... Well, I'm saying if she would have told, she was telling.
They had lied so much up until this point, because even before, during those months, they did do a track on their cell phones and saw that their cell phones were pinging off of towers in Blackstown, which is completely opposite direction of
that night.
Yes,
they were that night.
Completely opposite direction of Morgantown, as they went. So then they both come back and change their story to the exact same story again,
and say, so "Oh, we actually snuck out again."
Yeah, these little things are coming up, and there was some surveillance on a gas station camera. And when they asked Sheila about it, she's like, "That's not my car." I mean, she is a teenage narcissist.
All these holes are coming out.
But she was so bold. She's like, "That's not my car." Clearly, it was her car. But they really didn't have a whole lot of anything to go on except for that. I mean, they didn't know there was no Skylar. There was no evidence. There was no nothing.
Yeah.
Except them lying. So since they lied before, they kind of didn't want to, they didn't know. I mean, false confessions happen all the time. So what they did is they actually used Rachel to try and get information from Sheila.
Okay.
So they didn't arrest her on the spot, which you would think they would. They let her go and wired her up to try and engage with Sheila about what they did to Skylar that night.
Yeah.
And she didn't fall for it. Sheila's a smart one.
Well, she sounds like maybe is a mad. She's not the one that's getting scared and wanting to confess either. Yeah, sounds like she's the mastermind.
She looks pretty hard.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. But what they do get based off of that confession from Rachel is they get a warrant to search Sheila's car. So they do that and they find traces of blood in her trunk. So they do the DNA test and it comes back, it is Skylar's. So in the meantime,
she's not smart enough to clean her trunk. Sorry.
Rachel also told them where they had left Skylar's body. So they didn't even tell the parents any of this.
Okay.
Like they just kept this secret from them too because they didn't want to see their investigation. Like they had found Skylar's body. And then this was like at the end of December. So
they didn't tell the parents.
Until March did the U.S. attorney announce that Skylar's remains.
Oh, because maybe they had to identify them.
But they did not tell them how they knew where they were. They knew that the remains were found and they did tell them that. They didn't tell them that Rachel had confessed. They didn't tell them any of that because they were still hinging everything on getting Sheila.
A real arrest.
Yeah.
Getting enough
Sheila
evidence.
Sheila could always say, I didn't have anything to do with this. That's all her.
That's all Rachel.
Yeah. So they didn't want to jeopardize that because they were pretty sure.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah. They were pretty sure that Sheila had something to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, her car had blood in the trunk. Wait.
Yeah, that's how they found it. Yeah, that's when they were like, okay, for sure she did.
Okay.
Before that, she could have said anything. But after that, so then once that came back on May 1st, they arrested Sheila.
That's what I thought.
In the Cracker Barrel parking lot.
Okay.
She's having lunch with her mom. And apparently she was like, was saying to these police officers, don't put me in being anybody bad. She all these demands, you do all these things and you're demanding things like that. And I guess was saying to her mom, like, you know, is it going to be okay? And her mom's like, don't know. I don't know if it's going to be okay. So she gets arrested. Rachel is also arrested. And so Rachel did not want a trial. Obviously she pled guilty. And then While they're waiting for Sheila's trial, because Sheila pled not guilty, which I thought was the just crappiest thing ever, they start going back through like their social media and things like that. Rachel actually gave an account of what Sheila never told them what they did.
Yeah.
But Rachel did. Skylar was stabbed over 50 times. 10 of those times were before she actually died. So the other ones were after. So they drove her out.
It's like a raid.
I mean, it's insane. They had been planning this for months to kill her. And when they asked Rachel why they did it, she said, we just didn't like her.
You didn't like your best
friend
anymore?
We just didn't like her. Yeah. Didn't like her.
That was the motive.
Yeah, that was the motive. And the other...
Wasn't a boy involved, something like that?
No, maybe, in fact, possibly a girl. So the other... rumor was that Rachel and Sheila had a thing going on, and that Skylar found out about it or saw what happening and was going to tell or could tell.
Yeah.
And I think Rachel's from a really strict Catholic upbringing, and that would have really been bad, but I don't know about that. Rachel just said, we didn't like her. We just didn't like her, which is so odd because this has been planned for months and you're still hanging out with her. But the night before, on July 4th night, Skylar had tweeted, you know, so sick of being by myself. Thanks, friends. Like, real smart, whatever. I guess they were kind of ghosting her or whatever. And then they just called her the next night. It's like, hey, we're going to pick you up. Like, they just decided to do this. They had...
And she thought that meant she had somebody to hang out with. Yeah.
They had kitchen knives. They had a change of clean clothes. They had cleaning supplies. They had a shovel from Sheila's dad's house. I mean, And these are teenage girls. So they pick her up and they go out into the woods and find a spot to park and like they're going to sit up, you know, smoke weed or whatever they're going to do. And then I guess Skylar left the lighter in the car. So she goes back to the car and they walk behind her and just start stabbing her in the back. And they said that she said, why? And they just kept doing it. Just kept doing it.
Is that where her body was?
Yeah, that's where her body was. They tried to dig a hole, didn't work. So they just covered her with leaves and branches and stuff. But... And the whole time, like, you know, even Skylar's dad was defending Sheila, like, to the police, like, leave her alone. She's got enough going on. She's going through enough. Why are y'all asking her so many questions, you know?
Because he didn't know the body was found at this time and the blood was in the whole time,
you know, when they were just asking questions.
Throughout the whole investigation,
yeah.
It all hits the fan.
Yeah, he's like, to leave her alone, you know. She's But sad enough.
Obviously, she was manipulating him too. She's obviously a sociopath, master manipulator.
Yeah, he had no idea, and they were all defending both of them, you know, the whole time. So,
because those are her best friends. Why would they ever do anything to hurt her? They think it's a man or boy that picks her up or something.
It's her best friends. And I mean, Skylar probably had no idea. But anyway, so they said whenever Skylar was walking back to the car, and this is all really very disturbing, but it just goes to show you when I was in high school, I didn't like girls.
You had friends.
Never occurred to me.
Frenemies or friends.
Never occurred to me. But she looked at Rachel and said, we're going to go on three and count them down. 1, 2, 3. And they got up and started stabbing her. And then when they're going back through their Twitter and all that stuff, they see that Sheila did a tweet sometime during the investigation and said, we really did go on three.
Oh, my.
She's a horrible
person. Gosh.
Person. What? Yeah. She's not nice.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, she ended up taking a plea deal, too.
Sick to my stomach.
I know. And it's crazy. And it's just crazy. And this little girl is the cutest little thing. Skylar. I mean, not that that's a reason to not kill somebody or listen to, but I'm just saying, she was their only child. Her parents completely doted on her.
Oh, my gosh.
They both pled guilty, and then...
So Skylar finally admitted it.
No, Skylar died. Sheila.
Oh, sorry, Sheila. She finally admitted it. It's not funny, but...
She did not know it. Well, yeah, I guess so, because she wanted to go to trial, and then I guess her attorney talked her out of that, so she took a plea deal.
They're like, they
still had the chance to have a life. I think Rachel got sentenced for second-degree murder, and she got sentenced to, I think 20 years in prison with the possibility for parole in 10.
What?
I know. Now, and then I think Sheila ended up pleading out too because they dropped the conspiracy, which usually get the most time for, conspiracy and the kidnapping charge.
What's a conspiracy mean exactly?
Planning to do it.
Oh, okay. The pre-planning. Yeah, planning. Premeditated. Okay.
Yeah. So they dropped all that. So she got 30 years in prison with possible parole in 15, I think.
What?
Actually, Rachel is her first parole is in 2023 next year.
So they were what, 17?
Yeah, 16.
16?
Yeah.
Well, I could see, but I mean, they tried them as an adult still.
Yes.
But that's not tried enough.
If they do get parole, which Skylar's parents have said, if there's a parole here, we'll be there. We'll do everything in our power to make sure they never get parole. But even if you're 16 and you're in prison for 20 years,
you're not old when you get out.
You still have a life. I mean,
no, you could like still get married and have babies and have a family.
You can still have a
life. Oh, my.
Now, Rachel was a little more remorseful. She actually made a statement in court to the family.
She does sound a little bit more sane, but.
Yeah, I think.
She's still insane. I mean, that's so crazy.
She basically said, how sorry she was and remorseful, and she was crying all day. Goes by, I don't think about what I did and all that, but she also said, I just got wrapped up in something. I got talked into doing something I didn't want to do. So she kind of shifted the blame a little bit away. Like,
yeah.
She but that, said she was sorry.
Yeah.
Sheila didn't say shit. No. Yeah.
Well, I wish she should have got life.
Sheila didn't ever say anything in her appearance, her court appearance for her sentencing. But after Rachel read her state, Skylar's dad got up and said, Rachel can stick that apology. Well, wait a second. She can sit on it. I think he finally wants to say something.
Yes,
But he said, they took everything from me. That means nothing to me, what she just said. No, apology.
16 or not, but you definitely do dumb things when you're 16, but not murder your best friend. That's not the dumb kind of things that you do. Maybe steal makeup at Walmart or, just like make prank calls, I don't know, roll somebody's house. I'm going through the line.
Their mugshots. I mean, they're like cute. They don't look gross. They don't look like toe up. They just look like they're living their best prison
life. It's like a real life Heathers movie. You remember that movie from the 90s?
Yes, that's exactly what I thought about. Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that's what I was thinking about. Like it's
super mean girls. Like super duper.
Yeah, mean girls weren't even that bad. They just said mean things to each other and stuff, but had a burn book, but that is, that takes the cake.
It's pretty,
16. 50 times.
Mm-hmm. Because he didn't like her. Just because they just didn't like her.
No other reason at all.
But they still, I just not hang out with her.
Well, yeah, it's like with Chris Watts. Why not just divorce him? I mean, you know, that is... That, that is
but nothing happens about 16 is a whole lot easier.
Yeah, he had more, a lot more...
At stake, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just don't have time. I mean, I just can't. I mean, they say girls are mean. I mean, children are mean sometimes, especially girls, right?
Yeah, girls are
But mean. That takes that whole thing to another level. We're going to hang out with her and murder her on three. I mean...
Yeah.
It's just
and
like...
And then tweet about it. Once they found her body, you know, Sheila was tweeting. I guess Twitter was real big in that time. Yeah. Anyway, she was tweeting like, rest in peace, and you'll always be my BFF, and all this stuff. Like, just, like, she hadn't done a single thing.
Yeah, she
both
definitely
their,
never
did. Mugshots on the, that's on the, our post, so you can see. But, yeah, they just...
Poor Skylar, though. Her picture needs to be first.
Oh, she's really?
Yeah, but definitely, it is strange. It's not like they were, you know, on drugs or on meth or, you know, drugged out.
They didn't come from any sort of violent background or anything. I mean, Rachel, Sheila's parents were divorced. Both of them were divorced. I think Rachel's mom had remarried. So, I mean, but it's...
Well, that's 50% of the population.
Yeah, that's just normal. I mean, yeah. That's just nothing.
That's no excuse.
Nothing out of the ordinary, no trauma, really. And there's only like 1,800 people in Star City. Like, the population's like 1,800. So...
My goodness.
You know, what are the odds? And that's kind of what the officer Colbanks said. She's like, you know, there's 1,800 people here. So it was really odd to have a girl go missing like that. And then nobody know anything because it is such a small town.
Yeah.
It's not real high crime. You know, a lot of people wandering around looking for stuff. But I just thought it was very interesting that children, I mean, these are straight up children, could plan something so horrific.
That's just crazy. It's just hard to believe, really. I mean, you know, they have a whole show called Child Killers or something like that. But, you know, it must happen. And because it's like you're born that way, kind of sociopathic, I think, sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like Sheila was like kind of like the sociopath,
ringleader.
And Rachel was a bit of a follower. I know Rachel was into dance and she was like into drama. She led the school play. Yeah, kind of stuff. Maybe she's a little bit of a follower.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I can be a little bit of a follower, but I'm not going to follow it with a kitchen knife.
Not like that.
I'm not going to do that.
That's just takes it all to another level. I mean, the only thing is you think at least she was remorseful, even though...
She was a little. At least
doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, I guess her conscious may have had that breakdown. But
well, okay, this is the question. If she wouldn't have had that conscious and that breakdown, would they have ever... figured out.
Yeah, I think they were kind of onto him the whole time, from what I've read.
Because they wouldn't leave him alone, Scholar's dad.
Yeah, they onto him. They thought something just wasn't fishy because the way, you know, their story, especially once they did the cell phone trace.
Yeah, the ping.
They saw that the phone pinged in, I think it's called Blackstown.
There were holes in their story.
Yes, instead of the other, and then their stories exactly changed. Like, their stories were exactly the same. And they just thought, that just didn't sound right at all. They didn't know the why. They had no idea why, but they did. They were kind of holding to him the whole time. They just needed a reason to be able to get a warrant to search Sheila's car. Rachel confessed that kind of gave them that extra leverage to go in and do that.
Oh, because, they didn't have enough evidence, I guess.
Yeah, not to bring Sheila into the mix.
Okay, well, the car that picked him up, you would have thought on surveillance would have
really
been...
grainy.
Okay.
So you really couldn't tell it was like a white or a light-colored car, but you couldn't see a tag, you couldn't see a make or a model, because they parked. Like a little ways from the building. So all you see is Skylar run across the parking lot and get into the back seat.
It must have been graining to not know it was not Skylar.
And I think if Mary and Dave saw that, it probably never occurred to them that, Sheila has a white car. Why was Sheila be picking her up at the time she didn't say she did and she never came? It probably never crossed their mind. There's millions of white cars. So they probably... We see what you want to see.
I guess
the time.
That's crazy. That is a crazy case.
Anyway, so that's my story for the week.
And this was episode 13.
Yes, episode 13.
Yes, because we forgot to say. And we are soon to do a campfire episode. We've got some stories, and I've just kind of maybe want to get a couple more. But we've got some good ones. Yeah, we've got some good ones that we're going to tell, or we're going to have our guests tell. And thank you guys for listening.
We'll be back next week.
Two Blonde Sleuths.
Two Blonde Sleuths at gmail.com.
Email us your stories. Thanks. Bye.